This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, April 24th. Well, cattle markets started out strong, getting some nice follow-through from some impressive rallies the previous couple sessions, but it just seemed to run out of gas. Now, the live cattle ended up with an outside day lower. We came back down and tested the gap from Monday, and then we closed above the gap, but still lower for the day. Front month Junes were down about 90 cents. In feeder cattle, we managed to hang on to some of those gains. We didn't get a reversal down. The market didn't have the kind of energy it's seen the previous couple days, but they were still up about 87 cents on the May feeders. So kind of a mixed bag for the cattle market. I think the live cattle, just looking at, you know, heavy weights, numbers getting backed up a little bit, it seems, in the feedlots, plenty of beef available to the market, and entering into a time of year when consumption tends to decline as we get into the summer. For feeder cattle, you know, rains in the plains is going to regenerate some pastures and kind of keep them going for a while. So I think demand for calves continues to be strong on the back of these rains. But we're quickly getting into a time window when we would be seeing the last of the demand for grass calves. Usually as we get into early May, if the market's rallying, that tends to stall out and put in a seasonal high. In the cash trade, pretty quiet on the Fed trade. Box beef values were higher. Choice up 147 at 297. Select was up 89 at 293. The spread was up 58 cents at 464. Movement was 147 loads. So we are seeing box beef volume be quite strong so far this week. We came out of the gate on Monday with a very good volume of 104. Tuesday, 147, which is good for a Tuesday. So it looks like demand is still staying firm. Even with cash prices, you know, hovering steady to lower over these last few weeks, box beef volume has done quite well. The cattle slaughter yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 238,000. That's down 7,000 from last week, and it's down 14,000 from a year ago. The cash feeders on Monday trading around 3,400 head, average price $247.57, which is up a full $10 over Friday's average, which also incorporated all the direct trade through the week. So we're definitely seeing an interest in the cash cattle markets, cash auctions here for this week so far. The 7-day average was up $1.11 at $243.22. So the cash feeders hanging right in there. They're holding their own. Every time we get a little bit of a drop there, it kind of snaps back. So I think that's going to support the feeder cattle futures, at least on the front month. Live cattle futures looking a little shaky, especially with this big outside day lower yesterday. You know, we didn't close on the low of the day, so that could give the bulls something to hang on to. But we did fill the gap. And again, it was an outside day lower, so it would suggest to me that upside is becoming a little more difficult to attain on the live cattle. And if live cattle have found a high, I think the feeder cattle will struggle to continue to move higher if the live cattle are working their way lower. So we'll see where the cash trade takes us. If the futures start to buckle, I think the cash will follow along on the Fed trade. And for feeders, again, just looking at that seasonal high as we head into early May, that's probably going to be it as we get into the summer months, and we tend to work our way lower on both lives and feeders into the summer months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.